The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, welcome to the Passionate Radio Show. It helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Dr. Deb Lonser will be here again soon. I'm Joe Galewski. Welcome into the show. udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Here's Dr. Mike. I need a neti pot.
You do need a neti pot, Joe, but you may need something else. How long have you had this hoarseness?
About 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
And what, are you coughing up or spitting up, or do you have a runny nose or anything like that?
I feel like I could run a marathon.
So you feel very healthy other than this?
Just a congestion in my throat.
So you do feel congestion in your throat?
Like there's a ball of wax in there.
Ah, okay. Well, is it worse in the morning?
It's kind of consistent all day.
So you don't cough up junk or sneeze up junk right away in the morning?
Don't cough, don't sneeze, don't have a sore throat. I could run a marathon. Just a ball of wax in my throat. What is it?
Well, it could be a tonsil infection. It could be a viral or bacterial. It could be a viral, if you will, we call pharyngitis, which is the pharynx, which is the back part of your mouth. It is unusual to last 2.5 weeks this way. So we always think of sinus, which is what the neti pot helps with.
Yeah, but there's nothing in my nose, Mike. My nose is fine.
That you've got something coming from there. But I would say if it lasts 2 more weeks, we got to have you see a specialist.
All right. Medication doesn't help viral infections, right?
Antibiotic medication doesn't. That's correct.
Doesn't, yeah. So,
in general, your symptoms, we've got a lot of medicines for symptoms, but that isn't what you want. You want to get rid of the actual sore throat or the ball in the back of your throat.
Yeah, well, there's no sore throat again. It's just like this thing in my throat that is wrapped around my vocal cords, so...
Well, you want to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah. That's my job.
Yeah. I got it.
That's why
we want to have someone look at it. If it lasts 4 weeks, you want to make sure there's not a polyp that doesn't need to be extracted.
Wow. Okay. I had this about 8 years ago, and I was off the air for three weeks.
I remember.
And it went away, and then it went away, so...
And didn't the afternoon guy came to the morning?
Yeah, the afternoon guy came to the morning, and all the listeners thought I either retired or I was fired. But all of a sudden, it just went away.
And you came back stronger than ever.
Yeah, and I that's the last time I missed work was 8 years ago. But this is, I don't get this all the time. This is
good. Well, I hope you don't.
Yeah. So maybe it's a norovirus.
The norovirus is a new strain that's come from Sydney, Australia here, and you would know it because you wouldn't be on the show very long because you'd need to do the show out of a bathroom.
Okay. That's not the end that's giving me a hard time.
Right. It's the other end that the norovirus affects. So the norovirus is what affects those people commonly on cruise ships, where everyone gets nausea and vomiting and stays in their place, and then they get a lot of diarrhea, et cetera, and cramping abdominal pain. It's apparently... So the keys are make sure you wash your fruit and vegetables very carefully. Make sure you wash your hands. If you're going out to eat, it's probably a good thing to make sure that no one in the doing the food preparation is leaving the food preparation to use the bathroom frequently. But in fact, it's mainly caught through food contact in eating in other places where someone gets it and it spreads. Remember, this one is not killed by alcohol. Those alcohol rubs don't work on it. So when you wash down the surfaces at your home and when you wash off fruit, you've got to do it with water, a lot of water, soap and water. And then, actually, it is for surfaces, you wash them down with dilute Clorox or bleach.
How do these things go away eventually, like the norovirus or flu? You know, how does the flu season end? How do these things stop?
Enough people, well, one, we don't understand fully, but they don't spread as well in warm weather. So it's colder weather that spreads it. Secondly, they survive better on in the air and on, if you will, surfaces when it's in that moderate cold area. Secondly, everyone gets it, so they get immune to it, so it goes away. You know, we've had it, or you've gotten immunized against it, and so there aren't enough people to spread it anymore.
By the way, do you know what the dew point has been around here? 3 degrees. That's pretty dry.
Yeah, that is pretty dry. So you've got a humidifier, right?
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, you know, I was telling you that the flu was the highest it's ever been since the vaccine was developed. And we said that late in October, that it looked like it was going to be a very bad flu season. Well, now it has turned down. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it can come back. It is still at a higher level than it's ever been in any season since the vaccine was developed, at a higher level than any other time other than this year, but it is turning down. And some of the states, North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, where it started, Alabama, look like they're recovering from it.
Yeah, I just read something now where out west, it seems to be subsiding out west.
Doesn't look so from the map. In other words, it looks like it is North Dakota and South Dakota. It got too cold there for the virus to exist and got too cold for people to come together. You know, they stop going to bars when it gets that cold. can't hold the car door.
Yeah.
And then North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, and Georgia look like they're recovering, maybe even West Virginia. So that means either so many people in those states were affected, or that it's spreading less.
Hey, our guest at 34 past the hour is going to tell us not to worry about anything, which goes counterintuitive to the guest we had 3 weeks ago that said there's a potential to worry about everything. So
well,
it's going to be interesting.
The potential to worry is there. What she's going to say is you do much better. This actually goes with a story that came out last week in the news that said was a very interesting one because it followed exactly what you'd expect. If you perceive your stress to be highest, you are affected by it most and you have most health problems from it. Believe it or not, when we ask a question, simple question, compared to others your age, is your health excellent, very good, good, poor, or bad? If you say poor or bad, you're 16 times more like 16 times, not a trivial number, more likely to die in the next year than those who rate it excellent or very good. Same thing with stress. If you say that your stress level is very high, it is, and it affects your disease. So this is, and it affects you by your getting disease. And so this author, who is Catherine Tristan, who lived through a lot of worry, found ways of managing that so that instead of just worrying, she did something about it, and by doing something about it, it doesn't affect you or your health any place near as much.
So 4 out of 10 people worry about something every day. Is that what she says, right?
That's right. Are you one of the four?
Yeah, probably. Are you?
No.
You don't worry?
No, I just go ahead and try and every time I see a problem, it really is in my mind an opportunity to influence people to get healthier or to do something differently so that we all can get healthier.
Well, you're too busy to worry, actually. You keep yourself busy, so you don't have time to worry. So
that's absolutely true.
So, all right, we'll be back. Some of the top medical news stories of the week and. udocs@gmail.com is our email address. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.